KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Welcome to Cooking with Marijuana. Now that possession of up to an ounce of marijuana is legal among adults, more are apt to try using it in food. Of course, this is not entirely new. Pot brownies have long been a staple. The magazine Bon Appetit feature article this month, though, says the herb of the moment. How long till marijuana is on the menu? ? And of course, with the rise of medical marijuana, many cooks have been devising smoke-free ways to consume. And maybe you have, too. Do you have a favorite marijuana recipe? Give me a call at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Maybe you've got questions about cooking with marijuana. It's 800-289-5869. You can also write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. Justin Branstad has 20 years of professional culinary experience. He's the maker of Capitol Hill PB. It's a hashish-infused peanut butter, highly regarded by Capitol Hill dispensary patients for several years. He's been a restaurant chef and a cooking instructor, but has found a great deal of pleasure and satisfaction working in this new area of marijuana edibles. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So how'd you get started cooking with marijuana?
I had a friend who had some elderly friends who were suffering from terminal illnesses, HIV, cancers, and they were trying to get edible products. And it was hard to get to, you know, 5 years ago. And, you know, they would try and score a brownie on the street or something, and then it would have to sit in the refrigerator for a long time. So I was asked to devise an edible that would have a long shelf life and a lot of potency. Mm-hmm. And I had access to some hashish, and it is a wonderful aromatic ingredient. And so I thought that the peanut butter would be a perfect medium to infuse that in. And it worked well, and the word got out. And so I got my medical license to do it and started to supply it to some local dispensaries.
Now, is the peanut butter or the brownie or the other recipe basically a THC delivery device, or is there anything inherently flavorful or good for texture in food about marijuana itself?
Yes, there's wonderful flavors in marijuana. And it's funny that right now I think that there is an emphasis in the breeding of potency and that sort of thing in strains of marijuana. But I think eventually we'll see the pendulum swing back the other way and see people breeding strains for their flavors with less potency, because some people are looking for less potent marijuana and looking to enjoy the other aspects of it, like the flavors and the mm-hmm. aromatics.
What's a quick, simple marijuana recipe?
Quick, simple marijuana. Well, you know, the ones that people are usually using are butters and oils. Mm-hmm. So you would take like a canola oil. If you were just making it for one, you would put the oil in the pan and take some finely ground quality marijuana and add it to the oil and simmer it for a little bit, and then add the rest of the ingredients that you wanted in there. And you would have a medicated dish right there.
Low temperature.
Low temperature, for sure. You don't want to – it's a very delicate molecule, so you mm-hmm. don't want to bring it to over 350 degrees.
Okay.
So a lot of people like to make like a large batch of butter. You know, you would put the marijuana in some water and butter and boil it and then cool it and scrape it out, and then you could keep that butter in the freezer and use it as needed, which is the way I would recommend things like that, because some people are trying to make marijuana lasagnas and pot pies and all this sort of thing, and it's like, why not make just a regular lasagna and then have some infused olive oil to finish it with if you're serving it to someone? And that way you also have the option of giving someone a non-medicated dish too if you're having a party or something like that, or, you know.
Good point.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some recipes in this segment, and we're going to have them up on our website, kuow.org, later on today, so you can check back and see some of them. Lauren Canoe is a former contestant on the TV show Top Chef. He also currently cooks at Starry Kitchen in Los Angeles. And earlier this year, he cooked a multi-course marijuana-based meal at a pop-up restaurant. Lauren, thanks for joining us.
Hello. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Any legal issues in serving that meal?
Well, we're being very careful, you know, because, of course, in California, this is not legal, you know. So we try to do our best to not get in trouble.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
So tell me how you use marijuana in cooking to enhance the flavor of a dish. What does it replace something else? What does it bring to a dish just as far as a cook goes?
Well, it is a great flavor into marijuana. You know, there's essences of citrus, of grapefruit, and it was the challenge is actually low potency cooking with marijuana, but bringing the flavors. That was what we were trying to achieve. So we did a congee with cannabis pesto, and we served it with monkfish cheeks. So it was really, I mean, when you saute the fish into the marijuana butter, it's absolutely divine. It's excellent.
Now, I understand this was a 7 or 8 course dinner that you served of marijuana-based food. I'm thinking people must get horribly wrecked by the end of an evening with all those dishes.
No, we were very extremely careful. We tested the potency and the recipes on the butters and the oil. We used 1 ounce of marijuana for 3 pounds of butter. And the potency, we play with it back and forth, you know. And when you actually saute a piece of fish in that butter, you'll get the flavor that very small, nobody really gets too high, I must say. That was the idea. We didn't want people to get, you know, really high.
Lauren, how does cooking affect the potency of marijuana?
I believe what we try and what we achieve is just if you have the right ratios, okay, you can increase the potency by lower the amount that you're going to use in your butter or your oil. However, the goal here was flavors over the fact that people were getting high, you know, so that's what we did.
Hey, Lauren, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Lauren Canoe cooks at Starry Kitchen in Los Angeles. Earlier this year, he did a multi-course marijuana-based meal at a pop-up restaurant. Maybe you've got a question about cooking with marijuana or your own favorite recipe, 206-543-5869. Chef Justin Branstad is our guest to talk about cooking with marijuana. How about that issue of potency and how do you make sure, I mean, different strains of marijuana will have different potency in and of themselves, so you have to know what your ingredient is. But going forward from there, when it comes to cooking, how do you modulate that?
Yeah, it's a little tricky, and especially with edibles, because sometimes people will eat some and they don't know if they're getting the effects or not, maybe eat a little more and then wind up having more than they really wanted. And whether I'm talking to someone about marijuana cooking or regular cooking, I think a rule of thumb is that you can always add more, but you can't take it out.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're experimenting with recipes, you know, I would always proceed with caution, you know, and make sure that you have a safe situation. You know, it's about, you know, creating space to do things the right way and the safe way, you know. So especially with terms of potency, I would have maybe a very potent oil, and if I want to get very medicated or just or very stoned, if you will.
Yeah.
I could put that oil on my meal, or I could cut it with some plain olive oil, and then I would dilute it that way, and that way I have more control.
Now, cooking with a new ingredient probably involves some trial and error. Some errors you'd like to tell us about? Some I really learned not to try to do this when cooking with marijuana.
You know. Well, the main thing that the biggest error that most people make is cooking it too hot and burning it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also, you know, caught it on fire, all these sorts of things. But the funny thing, too, is hearing stories from people that try my product, too. They'll say, you know, well, I took some and I went jogging and I had the most incredible jogging experience of my life. It was the best, you know. One person ran the Seattle Marathon eating my peanut butter, and the only regret they had was that they didn't bring some with them. They said halfway they would have liked another scoop.
I was going to say, if you're eating marijuana-infused food, do you get the munchies?
That could be dangerous. But I don't really – I think it's a different experience. It's a more it's a more cerebral and sedative, I think, effect than the rush of smoking it or vaporizing it.
Well, another local chef that's looking into this, Maria Hines, James Beard Award winner, owner of Tilth and Golden Beetle restaurants in Seattle, former contestant on Top Chef Masters, and she's opening a new restaurant called Agridolce on December 21st in Fremont. Maria, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Have you had much experience cooking with marijuana?
You know, a little bit, but I've actually done a little bit of consulting with my staff as well. They seem to be pretty well-versed on it, so I was able to get some good tips for sure.
Could you share some of them with us? We've heard don't cook it too hot, don't let people just eat a lot of it unless they kind of know what they're getting into. What other tips have you picked up?
Yeah, definitely not. If you cook it on too high of a heat, what you'll end up doing is you'll actually start to diminish the THC that's, you know, that's in the product. So you want to make sure that you don't re-cook it. You know, butter, olive oil, anything fat soluble, those are definitely good routes to go. I heard one of the chefs that you talked to, they mentioned some cannabis butter, which is great. You can put it in a lot of products, but you definitely don't want to re-cook it after that point. You can bake with it, but you don't want to cook it with intense heat, or you will diminish the quality, as well as it's an herb, right? So anytime that you cook an herb for too long, it's going to end up getting bitter in flavor. Treat it as you would, you know, marjoram or thyme if you're making a stock. If you leave it in there too long, it's just going to create a bitter product from a flavor standpoint.
Maria, setting aside its psychoactive elements for the moment, what does it bring to a dish? How does it add to flavor or texture when you're cooking?
It really depends on what kind of cannabis that you've purchased. There's some that might be a little bit more pungent. You know, it might have a little bit more of a oregano or a marjoram, like a really, you know, a strong flavor, which I would recommend, you know, serving with meat or poultry. And then you have some milder forms, milder flavors of cannabis that would be better for baking. So if you're really going to get into it from a flavor profile, it would be interesting to have a few different types of butter that you make and keep in your freezer, and use some for baking and use some for savory ingredients. And if you use it with a savory ingredient, you know, a pasta dish would be a really easy one to do it with, if macaroni and cheese, or if you did a really nice potato gnocchi, and then you just finish it with butter and not cook it in the butter, but after it's actually cooked, you know, put in a little tablespoon of butter and toss it around just so the butter melts, but you still get the effects of it.
Maria Hines, do you have a recipe for us?
You know, I don't have one in particular, just the butter, and it's a pretty similar ratio from the other chef that called in. You know, a pound of unsalted butter. If you're vegan, you could use, I believe it's called Earthly Delight. It's a vegan-style butter, and 1 ounce of cannabis, and you should just get a coffee grinder and set it aside and use that just for your cannabis. You want to make sure it's nice and fine, and you want to simmer that into the butter. And once it's simmered for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you want to strain it out with a cheesecloth, maybe that's double layered even. So through a strainer, through cheesecloth, and then when you strain that out, you want to reserve that melted butter. And once it cools in your refrigerator, you can just take parchment paper, put it in parchment paper, and kind of roll it up just like into a little log, twist the ends really tight, and you can keep it in your freezer, and it will stay in there and stay fresh for a really long time.
Hey, Maria, thanks for the tips.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maria Hines, you can go to her restaurants, Golden Beetle in Ballard and Tilth, and a new restaurant, Agrodolce, opening December 21st in Fremont. Justin Branstad is with me in the studio, and he makes something called Capitol Hill PB. It's peanut butter infused with hashish and has been working in this area for a while. This is a question for you, Chef. Jennifer writes, I hear that someone makes an infused frappuccino that is sold in medical marijuana dispensaries. I'd like to know how to pull that off at home. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, you would probably, you can infuse like cream and things like that because there's a lot of fat in there. So you would basically do like steep it in the milk or the foam and get it in there, you know. Another medium that people use is tinctures, alcohol or glycerin-based tinctures. And from there, especially an alcohol-based one, if you wanted to have a cocktail party, you would probably get some marijuana tinctures and design some cocktails around the flavored tinctures.
Oh, interesting. What kind of cocktails have you heard coming from marijuana-infused tinctures?
A lot of times they're martini-based ones because there's so many funky twists on martinis nowadays. Uh-huh. And so a lot of times it's coming up with a martini and then putting a little bit of this nice savory infusion on the top, like a float that I think bartender would call it.
A float.
Yes, yes. And that brings the aromatic to your nose as you're bringing it up to your mouth.
Let's go down to Burien, and we've got Ian on the line. Ian's got a question about what quality marijuana to use in cooking. Go right ahead, Ian.
Hi, Justin. So I'm not as qualified when it comes to chef work as you are, but I'd like to consider myself pretty qualified when it comes to smoking marijuana. And one thing I've always understood is that when you're cooking butter, is you don't want to use a high quality because you're spending more on the high quality and you'll get just as much THC out of a low quality strain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if you could give me more clarification as to whether or not I wanted to use more expensive, higher quality marijuana when I'm cooking butters and oils and things.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say the answer is always going to be what your means are. You know, some people have a lot of marijuana laying around and some people don't. So money is an issue. You can get just as potent a product using the inexpensive leaf and trim as you can with the better flowers. I like to use both because I'm trying to create a complex product as I can, or a complex meal, and I want to get as much of the cannabinoids and the flavors in there. So I recommend using both. But it is expensive to use the quality stuff. So it depends on your means, I would say.
Ian, thanks for your call. Let's go to South Park, where we've got Dallas on the line. Dallas, what do you have to add about cooking with marijuana?
Well, I use it daily. I start my day with it, and I end my day with it. And I make what I call a pot toddy. I take milk and ganja butter, and I infuse with a little bit of sugar and so on and make a sweet little nightcap.
Nice.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's delicious. And I use my ganja butter. I use a coconut oil, organic coconut oil, for a base for my butter.
Yeah, that's supposed to be one of the best alternative fats out there to use for it, for sure.
I fry my eggs in it sometimes, lightly. You know, I cook them really low, so they kind of creep cooks. You know, it doesn't cook too quickly, so I don't want the temperature too high because I don't want to take away the potency. And when I make mine, I usually use just straight bud, the finest I can get.
Yeah.
And I use very little oil. It's almost gram for gram. And then that way I can dilute it.
Yeah.
Later. Dallas, thanks for your tips. We appreciate it. I haven't heard, you know, it's interesting to hear Loren talk about this multi-course marijuana-based meal at a pop-up restaurant in Los Angeles. I'm not exactly tapped into the food underground, but is that happening here, or do you think that's going to happen, particularly now that marijuana is legal for adults to possess up to an ounce?
Oh, yeah. I will personally guarantee that is going to be happening here in town. Yes. And I know, you know, that's what something like this is about, you know. You know, the gay marriage and marijuana, it's not about creating a state for people to go crazy. It's about creating enough space for people to be themselves, you know, and to have the opportunity to create a nice meal and enjoy marijuana. We don't even have to speak about it now as, oh, I'm medicated. It's like, no, I'm recreationally using it and I'm enjoying it.
Chef Justin Branstad, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your calls. You can find out more at KUOW.org, where we'll have some of these recipes that we've been talking about posted. They'll be up a little bit later this afternoon. And if you'd like to add your two bits, go to KUOW's The Conversation on Facebook. The program produced by David Hyde with Arwen Nix, production help from Cameron Drews. Andy Hurst is our engineer. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.